Firefighters and lifeguards risk their lives to help residents and visitors, but who helps them with their wish lists to do their jobs better? Over the last 20 years, it has been a family foundation started by a couple whose son died before rescuers could get to him for want of extra long ropes. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
I remember this very sad case of 25-year-old Daniel Sayer, who went off to go for a nice hike on the Big Island into some areas that are dangerous, but he unfortunately fell and died there. And the way his family has handled this in these ensuing 25 or 20 years has been, in some ways, nothing less than extraordinary.
This is a story from Nathan Eagle, who flew over to the Big Island, to Hawaii Island, to talk to Frank Sayer and his wife, Laura Mallory Sayer. And it is very sad. The story opens up with the death of Daniel in Palolu Valley. The rescue workers did recover the body, and for that, the Sayers are grateful. But they wondered, well, one, what can we do to thank these people that put their own lives at risk? And two, how come they didn't have longer ropes to rappel into the valley, an area difficult to get a helicopter in? And so what they did is they set up a foundation named after Daniel, and it's now been in operation for 20 years. It's supported by groups like Bank of Hawaii, Young Brothers. Currently, they've raised about $1.5 million to help people out. And this is really a story about a tragedy that's been turned into something positive to help so many other people on the Big Island.
That's a lot of money and that's a lot of ropes, but very clearly they've been purchasing and helping to fund other things on the wish list, things that the department couldn't afford on its own.
Right. There's about 200,000 people on Hawaii Island. There's not a large tax base. It's a very large island. I mean, think about it. Rescue workers might be helping somebody who's snowboarding and someone who's boogie boarding. I mean, that shows you how huge the terrain is, how diverse. And so lifeguards and firefighters need things like communications equipment, weatherproof coats, new board shorts, even sunscreen. And yet they are often, as one guy said, using duct tape and dental floss to make ends meet. And so this is what the Sayers are trying to do, and a lot of other people helping them out. Because as you know, as we reported on this program, drowning and tourists often die from drowning in other areas, other activities. And the Sayers are saying, this is very important. We've got to take care of not only our visitors, but our locals.
Which again goes back to the whole idea of how dependent so many of us are on the works of nonprofits. In this case, a small but very mighty one. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair has a Civil Beat reality check for us every day.